Okay, interview Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, how do you assess that?
First and foremost, apologise to our travelling supporters. Not to do that very often, but to be three goals down at half time, in the manner that we were, with the type of goals we've conceded, isn't acceptable, and it's not the standards that we've set ourselves or that we'll continue to set ourselves. And I thought we were really, really disappointed in that regard. Secondly, congratulate Darlington. I don't think they're a side that will be at the bottom of the league for long. I think you can see that. I've got some very good players, players widely regard this level of football. And I think we knew what today might be. A side seeking their first home win, keen to put points on the board and looking at us coming to them as the form team in the division. It has got all the makings of a difficult afternoon. And I felt like we've done the work on that in the week. Clearly, we didn't translate that to a performance. So, no excuses. Fundamentally disappointed with the first half. Salvaged something in terms of a margin in the second half. But we can't do that in the first half. And I think what you saw was a really shell-shocked group, because we've been so solid, so organised, so good at the basics, that to be that far off in terms of standards is very, very disappointing. And like I say, we've let ourselves and everyone involved down today.
I know that you probably won't use this as an excuse. Preparation wasn't key, was it, coming into the game with what happened on the way here? But that's not what happened in the first half. You can't put that down to that, can you?
No, you won't catch me doing that. You've got to adapt, you've got to react. Situations are difficult. Build up to the game wasn't ideal. The game starts, you've got to perform for the 90 plus whatever it is, and we didn't. I thought we started the game okay, obviously strike the bar. To go behind in the manner we did is, I just want to see it back. It's a free cone goal. I think what frustrated me is we've spoken in a week about our clean sheet record in recent weeks isn't real. It's not real, and you can see that. For us to go that long without conceding a goal, and I talked around there can't be an emotional reaction, there's got to be a real confidence, and there wasn't. We go two down from a really poor, from a free kick switched. We have three or four opportunities, I think, where we can do better. And then the third goal, the build-up to it's our corner. They aren't things that I associate with our principles, they're certainly not, and they aren't the standards that the players have set. So I think the biggest question I've got is I have to look at myself, because I've failed to motivate a team today to perform, not in terms of effort, but in terms of quality, that I think are among some of the best players in the division. I think that's the strongest squad I've named in my 16 months at Chester. We'll look at what we do as a group, but I'll certainly be looking at myself first, and I'd encourage the players to do the same.
Well, obviously the positive is the second half and the response you got after half time.
Yeah, but I think I'd be living the same sort of interview had we scored a third. A point is great, and it means you're unbeaten, and you pick a point up naturally. It's obviously one is more than the 0 points we've got. But I think I was so alarmed and so deflated by what I saw in the first half. I talk to the players a lot around, we have principles and what are they? And for those that watch us week in, week out, you can see it's a Chester team that fights. There's a never say die attitude. There's an organisation, a structure, a quality that comes with talent. And we have a lot of talent within that group. When all those things are missing, you leave yourself open to a really hungry, aggressive Darlington 45 minute performance. Yeah, the players come out with, and they do deserve some credit for their application in the second half, because we improved. We go 3-2 with probably 20 minutes to go. My frustration is I didn't think we handled the final period of the second half and the added time. The reality is we've got a game on Tuesday that's massive for the football club. The weight of that I can feel on my shoulders, maybe the players do, but we won't be making any excuses. We have to reflect on the aspects of today's performance, because there's parts of it that will be relevant on Tuesday night. There'll be parts of it where you look and go, we can't put in that type of performance with that mistakes, a bit of a lack of personality in the first half. That applies. But after that, we have to move on and come tomorrow morning. The focus needs to be on an FA Cup game that means a lot to us as a group, because it means a lot to the club and its supporters, who we know we've let down today. And you can't make it right. I don't believe in that, because you can't get these points back. But we have to make sure that next time out, which is Tuesday night and a great stage to do it, we're more ourselves, we are true to our principles and hit our standards.
Intentions ran high there at the end of the game. Tom Pearce, I think, got sent off, didn't he?
Yeah, have to see stuff back, but we'll lose Tom Pearce now. He was sent a straight red card. My opinion on that, I'm not going to share with you just now, if that's okay.
Okay.